Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Stories told about a man who had not been feeling well. Went to see the doctor, who inquired what's wrong. And said, "Well, Doc, lately I've been dizzy and I'm seeing white spots." The doctor examined him and put the man through a series of tests. Several days later, he called the ailing man and said, "Sir, I hate to tell you this, but you got a rare disease, and we think you only have about 6 months to live." The man quit his job and set off to travel the world and do all the things he had always hoped to do. Spend more time with his family, and he bought a new sports car. One day while driving his new car, he passed a famous clothing store, decided to go in and buy a tailor-made suit and shirt. The tailor came and measured his arm length, 33 inches. Then he measured his waist, 32. Next, his pant length, 34. Finally, the tailor measured his neck and said, "I'm going to make you a size 16 and a half shirt." The man said, "No, I wear a 15-inch shirt." The tailor measured his neck again very carefully. "No, sir. Look, you wear a 16 and a half inch shirt." The man was adamant. "No, sir. I wear a 15-inch shirt," he told the tailor. "I've worn that size my whole entire life. I want you to make me a 15-inch shirt." The tailor said, "Well, fine. I'll make you a 15-inch shirt, but it'll be so tight it'll make you dizzy and you'll see white spots." Sometimes people are so set in their ways and refuse to change, even when they're hurting. If you're willing to change, if you're willing to make adjustments, many times you'll see your white spots disappear. You'll see your frustrations go away.
Deuteronomy 10, verse 16 in the New Living Translation. "Therefore, change your hearts and stop being stubborn." Now, that sounds like some pretty great advice. You know, if we're willing to make adjustments, change, put our allegiance in Him instead of them, then God will help us get to the desired change. Deuteronomy 30, verse 6 in the New Living Translation says, "The Lord your God will change your heart and the hearts of all your descendants so that you will love him with all your heart and soul, and so you may live."
Now, this change begins in us. Here are seven keys to help each one of us get rid of white spots or an unwillingness to change in our lives. Number one, identify the source of the problem. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth must be our guide as we analyze the source of whatever problems we're dealing with.
Romans 8, verse 28 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "We are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things, even bad things and failures, work together and are fitting into a plan for good and for those who love God and are called according to his design and purpose."
If we've created a problem or are forced to deal with somebody else's problems, then we must be proactive. Must also recognize that whatever we're going through today, God is using it to prepare us for tomorrow. We need to have an honest assessment of ourselves. What is holding us back from achieving what the Word of God says we can achieve? It's important to identify any and everything that may be a hindrance to our changing for the better. Number two, if you're the problem, make the necessary changes. Everybody faces problems. The difference between successful and an unsuccessful person comes down to what they think about a particular problem, and then what they do about it. Here are seven ways every problem solver should think. First, what you think about a problem will determine whether or not you believe you can solve it. Second, you must recognize you can't solve your problems, but God can. Third, take your problems to God. No one else but God. Fourth, you must learn to solve small problems if you ever want to be given the opportunity to solve bigger problems. Problems are opportunities to show ourselves capable. Fifth, problems help us build our endurance and stick-to-itiveness. Sixth, when we become a problem solver, we become more requested in the kingdom of God and in the world. Seventh, when we solve our problems, we receive rewards. Number three, if it's someone else, it's a problem someone else. Don't let them steal your joy. If the problem you're facing is being initiated by someone else, be direct, but be kind in addressing them. If they're being obstinate, do not lay hands on them three ways. Hard, fast, and continuous. Little humor there. It's always better, more desirable, and less harmful to us personally to allow God to deal with those who are causing problems in our lives, deliberately or otherwise. But most of all, don't let the enemy steal your joy, the joy you feel in solving problems every day.
Galatians 5, verse 22, Classic Amplified Bible. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of his presence within us, is love, unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Make no mistake, the enemy wants to steal your joy. But John 10, verse 10 in the New Living Translation says, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life.
Number four, don't give away or fail to use your power. Romans 15:13, the Classic Amplified, points out the benefits of having faith in our Lord.
May the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound and be overflowing, bubbling over with hope. We will manifest the power of God through the exercising of our faith. It's clear that God wants us manifesting his power in our lives on a daily basis. But so many Christians are inactive and ineffective when it comes to experiencing the power of God. Why? Matthew 22:29 in the New Living Translation says why. Jesus replied, your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God.
Number five, keep your lid on, or if you prefer, top. Don't blow your top. Never allow yourself to get so mad or angry that you blow your stack. Make every effort to never do that. Proverbs 29:11, Classic Amplified. A short-sighted fool always loses his temper and displays his anger. But a wise man uses self-control and holds it back. When we lose it, that's exactly what we do, lose it. We lose goodwill, well-laid plans, and personal relationships. In solving a problem, never lose emotional control. Because if we do, we've lost already.
James 1, verses 19 and 20 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear. Be careful, thoughtful listener, slow to speak, a speaker of carefully chosen words, and slow to anger, patient, reflective, forgiving. For the resentful, deep-seated anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God, that standard of behavior which he requires from us.
Number six, when someone tries to empty their garbage into your mental hard drive, tell them thanks, but no thanks. Would you let anybody walk into your home with a large, smelly, hefty trash bag and dump garbage all over the floor? Of course not. But yet on a daily basis, we sometimes allow negative people around us to control our conversations. If you're around negative people, change the subject. Talk about constructive things. Invest your time. Don't merely spend it. People do not realize the full implications of what happens to them when they dwell upon negative thinking. There's an old saying, what you feed grows, what you starve dies. Whatever kind of false thoughts you feed your imagination are the ones that are going to come out. It's our choice and under our control. Garbage in, garbage out. God's word in, God's word out. Number seven, move on, focusing on your destiny. This is a day for you to determine, to find a solution for every problem as you begin to focus on your destiny. Remember, this is our year of deliverance, remaining everything holding us back from fulfilling our divine destiny. Some time back, God gave me a very powerful statement, which you and I need to get down in our spirits. I've said it many times. Don't focus on your setbacks, spending your time planning your comeback. I've said numerous times before that our focus, say that recently as a matter of fact, will either be a destiny maker or a destiny breaker. We choose. When it comes to miracle manifestation, we must focus on our faith, and we must be specific. In fact, we need to be very specific when we ask God to empower us for success. And we cannot allow anyone's attitude or words to distract us. We need to heed the words found in Hebrews 12, 2 and 3. Hebrews 12, 2 and 3 in the Message Bible.
We better get on with it. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed.
The best way to get rid of the white spots or the things holding you back is to keep your focus and your eyes on Jesus. Back in mid-December, I was praying one morning. The Lord said to me, focus on the promises, not the problems. That's what we have to do. Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says, sow a seed if you've been blessed by the teaching. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. And yes, while you're there, check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.